like, you try to troll a comedian, I just don't think the trolls can win. That's again going to the weebs, like King Shark fucking BTS, you know it's coming. The BTS chicken nugget meal wasn't chicken, it was dog meat. Hello cocksuckers and pussy divers, how you all doing today? It's the Some Dumb Gaijin Podcast, yeah. Oh, that's like an old intro, man, it's good to be back. But guys, so much has happened. I mean, the Suicide Squad movie is out, fuck yeah, it rocks, woo! James Gunn did it again, a fantastic film. I had a lot of fun watching it. There is one scene with John Cena and Tidy Whiteys, which was kind of like, yeah, we didn't need that. But other than that, just amazing film, really good, tons of fun, tons of gore. You'll love it if you haven't watched it yet. And if you have watched it, you know what I fucking mean. Fuck John Cena, right? But guys, you know, I don't know. Beautiful day today. A lot of good stuff. Feeling the vibes today, so I got back on and the podcast is back, baby. Gonna try to do like 3 a day. Let's see what happens. But man, so much news. So much news. Besides going around to every freaking place in Vancouver to do comedy, which has been going great, meeting all the comics, some really good shit coming out there. I've also had some success, actually, I had some success online. Let's get to the good shit first. On TikTok, I actually have one video that got 300,000 Maybe it's not a good day today, maybe my brain's not there. No, it has 300,000 views on TikTok, with a lot of positivity and a lot of people just being great, and also some people being dumb shits. And it was me responding to a heckler and basically shutting them down. A lot of people were saying like, oh man, you were triggered? And it was like, fuck no, I wasn't triggered, I'm a comedian. The guy was talking the whole time, pissing off other comics. A lot of comics are too nice, they're like, hey man, can you be quiet? I'm like, shut the fuck up. Because that's how it should be done. People are paying money to come and watch comedy and you got someone interrupting the show. And I just had fun with it. I kind of was playing the asshole, so to speak. Comedy is written, you know, guys. This was a little bit written. It was an idea I had, but, you know, I don't want to fucking explain comedy. That's fucking boring. Anyways, I shut the motherfucker down. Blew up on TikTok, which is great. But I also had people, saying dumb shit like, he's not Japanese. And then, like, going through all my videos trying to gather all this information to prove that I'm not Japanese. And you know what? You're wasting your life. I can't believe that there's trolls and people out there that are gonna just look up on my Instagram, my Facebook, my, what else do they do? TikTok, of course. They looked at my email. They went on my website, jjwalterscomedy.com. And, oh, this is the best fucking part. This one girl went and emailed all the places that I was going to perform at for that week and told them that you can't let this guy go here. If you do this, you're supporting racism and everything. Because I said a dick joke to BTS in one video. This is actually a different video. Sorry, I'm fucking getting ahead of myself. I posted a video of me doing a BTS joke, which this person flagged, got taken down, and then she goes on to say she's gonna cancel me. Gathers a BTS army, ooh. You know, I would kill every member of the BTS army if I could. I would be doing the world a fucking service. Anyone. You know that knockout game that was so horrible that someone created? They should create like a BTS knockout game. And then you know what? That's actually a positive thing. You know, the world would be a better place. Even BTS fans hate these fucking BTS fucking army weeb fucking furry disgusting pieces of shit garbage people. I mean, BTS probably even fucking hates them too. They're just like, well, shit, you know, we like taking their money, but just we need restraining orders. But anyways, so this one red-haired, fat, furry, creep, weirdo lady does this shit. Calls a BTS army and that they're gonna cancel me. And then one girl of hers goes and messages all the fucking clubs in Vancouver that I'm going to perform at for that week. And the best part of it all, though, Like, I'm looking at this just laughing. I'm like, wow, triggered much? And not only that, but it's fucking comedy. I respect BTS as an artist, sure. But are they immune to being made fun of? Suck my dick. But I go to my first event, which was like yesterday. First event, first show. And I go there and the guy goes, oh, so you're the JJ Walters that is a fucking racist. And I was like, oh, fuck, she actually emailed you? He goes, yeah, and I emailed her back, suck my dick. How awesome is that? And he's just like, yeah, I couldn't believe this shit. She's like, oh, don't let him perform at your place or you support racism and he's disrespectful to Korean culture. And he was just like, the bitch doesn't even know what fucking comedy is. And I was like, thank God they understand. Because there are some places that are like PC and, you know, they'll fucking cut you at for the littlest thing you said. But this guy was just great, man. And, yeah, I look forward to seeing what else the other people say. But, yeah, man, it's just crazy that these BTS army people think that they can just go around and cancel people's culture, take their jobs away, take their money away. I'm a fucking poor, starving comedian. You got nothing to take from me, man. And you know what? I have the video of that girl, the red-haired girl. So let's check it out, actually, should we?
So I don't know how this just complete BS ended up on my FYP, but I'm going to go ahead and I guess give trigger warnings because this comedian is accusing BTS's managers of sexual assault and also racially stereotyping them. So here's the video.
Oh, BTS. Name translated to English stands for Bulletproof Boy Scouts. Basically saying that they're bulletproof from all the racism and like racial stereotypes of the world. It's just too bad they weren't bulletproof from the managers who penetrated them when they were in the Boy Scouts. Yeah. That bullet hit them deep, about that deep. Or wait, it's Korean, right? So it's about that deep.
So this is his page. And Army, you should already know the protect email. Go ahead and take a screenshot or download the video, screenshot his page, and send it in. And I really hope he has a lot of fun with their lawyers.
And there you have it, right? What a fucking nut. I hope like some BTS member like pepper sprays her in the face and then she like falls backwards and like falls on like a fire hydrant, like that episode of The Simpsons. Then some other BTS member just jumps up and does like a Hulk Hogan leg drop on her neck and just like breaks it off. And then a bunch of like bears pick her up and rip her apart and then dog humps her or something. That would just be the best scenario ever. Or something along those lines. You know what I mean? Like some people think that they can hide behind keyboards and they're so tough with their BTS Army. But you know, what's a BTS Army with keyboards and webcams against the US Army, for example, right? I just kind of think it's disrespectful that they call themselves an army. And social justice warriors call themselves warriors. I'm like, you're no fucking Viking heritage. I just think like those are poisonous human beings that should all just be thrown in a pit, let's say. Thrown in a pit with venomous snakes and then buried alive. And then, you know, that'd be sad to the snakes. So there has to be like a little tunnel that snakes can get out of. So they just, all the snakes bite them, put their venom in them, and then the snakes just escape out of the tube. That's what we should do to them. Capital punishment to the max. But anyways, guys, like, it was fun. And it was fun. I enjoy it. That's the funniest thing. Like, you try to troll a comedian, I just don't think the trolls can win. Because it's like, comedians, we invent that shit. We play with that shit. You're our putty. You think you're winning, but you're not. And, I'm a comedian. I have all the time in the world to fucking deal with these trolls. But I wish the whole BTS army could come at me. And that Twitter doesn't block my tweets. And that was the other fucking retarded thing. So some guy's going on my TikTok and commenting on my videos, and I called him a cunt. And for some reason, my video gets taken down, and I get a warning on my TikTok account. But he was a cunt. Like, How the hell can you not say, like, a reaction to someone that's being an idiot? And then the worst part of it all is the video gets marked and taken down because it was saying it was bullying. Because I called the guy a cunt. And I'm like, the whole video is some heckler heckling me. I'm the one getting fucking bullied. What is this bullshit, right? So now I'm just like, fuck, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. You're supposed to be helping the comedians and artists and entertainers, but you're just working against us, man. They're taking free speech away, and they're letting these cyber bullies get the upper hand. And that's all the BTS army is cyber bullies, man. And, we had Hana Kimura that killed herself over cyberbullying. We had the porn actress that got killed over cyberbullying when people were... I think she said something like she didn't want to do porn with black men or gay men. And then everyone attacked her on the internet and she killed herself. And they won, I guess, right? And a lot of people killing themselves over cyberbullying. So, you know, if we don't take the internet away from these motherfuckers, they're just going to destroy human society. They're a poison. I feel like that Vince McMahon clip. He's a poison, damn it. Ah. And you know, this is my rant, and I don't give a shit. I'm ranting. Because all these cyberbully BTS people and weebs and all this shit, they can just fucking die. And they should. I mean, the wrong people are dying. That's the fucked up thing. Or maybe we should just send opioids to all this BTS army and say they're BTS snacks. Yeah, how about that? Get them addicted to opioids. Let's give the BTS army opioids and color them and be like, BTS vitamins! And see what the fuck happens. Oh, shit. I'm not famous yet, so you can't cancel me, motherfuckers. But in positive news, what do we have in positive news, man? Oh, the grind of being a comedian. There's just no positive news, man. COVID-19 is kicking the shit out of everyone. I still read news on Japan because I miss Japan and I love Japan. But Japan has, 4,000 plus coronavirus cases because of the Olympics? Japan's in a bad situation, guys. If Japan doesn't fix this coronavirus shit, fuck the Olympics. Japan's gonna, sink. That whole island of people are gonna sink with coronavirus up to their necks. And I kind of foresaw it, man. Like, the way Japan deals with coronavirus, I was just kind of like, fuck this shit, I'm going back to Canada. That was just a small part of why I went back there. But Japan's my motherland, it's my homeland, and I love that shit, but I mean, they switch prime ministers more than fucking Amy Schumer switches tampons. And now that she doesn't have to pay for them, I imagine it's like 4 to 5 times a day. That girl's PMSing 24/7. Ah, serious shit there. And you know, just... I'm done with Corona. If you're gonna kill me, Corona, kill me. If you're not, then fucking let me live. But I feel like even Canada is gonna get fucking shut down again with all this Corona bullshit. I mean, they're opening up clubs, they're shutting down clubs. I think in the Okanagan in Canada too, they already shut down clubs again and now limiting people in restaurants. Like, fuck. I'm telling my mom too, I talk to my mom still. Fuck you. I'm telling my mom, I'm like, it's going to be another depression soon. And she's like, I hope not. And I said, well, face it, we're already in a depression. I mean, in Canada, if you're trying to get like an apartment now, you pay a minimum of like $1,400 and disability, EI, and all the shit that people need because they lost their jobs because of Corona only pays like $1,200. So you can't even fucking pay your rent, let alone food. So all that's going to happen is everyone's just going to be homeless. And then you're going to see, Jennifer Aniston and people just throwing breadcrumbs at homeless people on the streets. Just like, oh, feeding the normies. That's basically what it fucking is. They're going to have their garden hose made of gold. Just water the normies now. Hey, everyone, are you fed today? Here's some breadcrumbs. Just like we're fucking pigeons. That's what it's going to be like, man. And I don't want to be part of that shit. But what do? Civil war? Anyone? I don't know, man, but it's either you're looking forward to it, you're looking forward to the chaos, or you're just waiting and praying and hoping that shit gets back to normal. But it doesn't look like it's gonna. Yeah, shit, the world's depressing. And we're all going through it together, and that's why I kind of feel like we gotta be nice, man. We gotta be nice to each other. I was telling my other buddy, I'm like, you should be treating every single person in the world like it's your family. If we all just thought like, hey, we're all one big family and treated each other like family, there'd be no fucking bullshit. There'd be no fighting. There'd be no hate. There'd be no tension with everyone like there is now. But we put family on like a pedestal because of blood or some shit. And we forget that everyone has the same feelings. Everyone can be an asshole. Everyone can be nice. But, human nature, I guess, right? And yeah, how are you all doing? I mean, my comment section is pretty fucking dead. But I don't care anymore, man. All I know is I'm doing my thing and shit will come. If you build it, they will come. Or so that fucking... I don't even know the title of that movie. What the fuck is that movie? I was like implanted in my brain as a kid when I watched Simpsons or something and they did a parody of it. And I guess it's just such a good quotable quote that you don't forget it, right? Which, if you think of Suicide Squad now too, there's not even a quotable quote. I mean, I remember watching this one video about like how movies were so great back in the day, like Indiana Jones and fucking anything by Steven Spielberg, the Jaws theme, you know, like Star Wars, they all had like a memorable theme song. And then on top of that, they all had memorable quotes. But Suicide Squad, all the Marvel movies, like there's none of that shit in there, man. Suicide Squad is good of a movie, as good as a movie, I fucking can't speak English now, as good of a movie as it was, I kind of already forgot everything. And I just watched it like 2 hours ago. Like, I remember the story, I remember some funny scenes, but there's no real good quotable quote, and there's no amazing soundtrack to it. I mean, let me rephrase that. Why am I fucking doing this thing with my mouth? I got like a tic now? Fuck. No, there's like a good soundtrack, but it's all like pre-made artists. That's what I wanted to say. Like, he has really good artists in it. What was it? Steely Dan? I didn't even fucking like that song until I saw the trailer, and now I fucking love that song. And James Gunn is amazing at that. But it's not original. And it's not put with an epic scene that makes you go, oh yeah, when I think of this song, I think of this movie. And thinking of it, yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, same way. Really good soundtrack, but not a memorable scene with it. Except Star-Lord dancing on the first Guardians of the Galaxy. That shit was cool. But other than that, yeah. That's one of the problems of Hollywood and movies is they're kind of forgettable, really. I can't really think of any movie in the 2000s that really did something unique or cool with their shit that makes it on the same level as an Indiana Jones, Jaws, or any of those good old classic movies. And it's a shame. I don't know what the fuck's going down with there because there's a lot of talent and, yeah, just don't know. And Pete Davidson was even in Suicide Squad. How did you fuck up having Pete Davidson? Spoiler alert. Give it 2 seconds. Pete Davidson dies in the first 10 seconds. Like, that's bullshit, man. I mean, why James Gunn? Or it was just writing. I don't know. But, And is it just me that thinks, like, the actress or the dialogue... Not the actress. The actress was great, but the dialogue for Harley Quinn is really lame. Like, it's like a 5-year-old in a dress talking the whole time. I mean, the shark... What's his name? King Shark had more memorable lines than fucking Harley Quinn. And that's sad. Hand. That shit was funny. But yeah, Harley Quinn, they made out to be like a semi-main character in it, and she's pretty forgettable. It was nothing great. She had her fucking weird-ass sex scene, and then John Cena underwear, and all this weird shit in between that could have been more action, but I don't know. It was just a weird path of making a movie, I guess. But watch out for that King Shark porn coming up, man, I tell ya. They got Bigfoot, so they're gonna do King Shark porn. You fucking know it, man. Like, that's again going to the weebs. Like King Shark fucking BTS. You know it's coming. And then you know some weebs just gonna be like, oh yeah, that's fucking great. Like, why? Why? I think anyone that jerks off the cartoon should be burned at the stake. We should bring that back specifically for people that jerk off the cartoons. Am I right, people? Yeah, I think I am. Fucking, I don't know what to do with the world, people. I just don't know. Anyways, guys, I think we're going to make it a short one because I'm losing the sun. And the video podcast is going to get fucking dark. Just like all the topics I've been talking about. But you know what? Good things are coming. The podcast is going to be 3-4 times a week. And if people want an hour, I will bring it. But right now, I'm getting a lot of hate from BTS. And I think I'm going to cry because my career is ruined. And fucking, the Koreans are just making BTS Happy Meals with dog meat. You know, I thought that was pretty fucking funny. The BTS chicken nugget meal wasn't chicken. It was dog meat. And I kind of just said that to piss off you BTS fans. So if you have any more problems with me, BTS Army, you can suck my dick and fucking try to kill me because I will kill you before you kill me. Comedy beats all, and don't forget it. And for all you people that are fans of the fucking podcast and my comedy, I love you guys, and I'll see you next time. All right, guys, that's a short little podcast, but I hope you love it, because I love you. Till next time, people. Hona matana. Peace, JJ.